Hello, everybody. Welcome to an opportunity to stretch, to ground, to get into the body, and thus prime the body mind before some breath work. Maybe this is after your breath work. Maybe it's before an online yoga nidra practice. Or maybe you just have a few minutes and you'd like to get down, get into your body and clear out any fidgets, any sticky bits, any cobwebbed areas, any agitations in the body, tensions, holding, gripping. Yeah, we've all been there. We've all felt those. So we are going to get started today in Supta Baddha Konasana, or reclined butterfly. So laying down on your back, you might be choosing to do all of this in bed before your practice. Maybe you've got a yoga mat or some cushioning down on the floor. And choose your position, your environment, lay down. And before you get too settled, everybody, maybe you lift the hips up slightly off of the ground just to anchor the tailbone down and up. Scoop the pelvis so that your low back is connected to the earth. Yes. And then from here, you can start with bent knees, soles of the feet on the ground. Find that foundation first. And when you're ready, bringing the soles of the feet together to touch, and slowly allow the knees to blossom open down and out to the sides. This may already feel like too much. If it is, you can come back out of it and plant the feet mat width distance, and then tent the knees inward. Allow them to fall into the center line, touching one another. But if you are in reclined butterfly, check in. Soles of the feet are touching. You're on the pinky toe edges of both feet. You can separate the soles a little bit or a lot if you like, or keep them touching at the midline. Your heels can be pretty close to your tailbone, feet to bum, or you can slide or glide your feet away from the torso, the tailbone. Just taking stock, noticing what feels good and right. This is your pose, your body. Tend to whatever you need. Hands can rest out to the sides, palms up or down. Maybe hands to the hips, the belly, the heart. You can switch it up a little bit. Maybe arms are out like a capital T, palms down, reaching fingertips out to the right, then the left. Maybe even arms overhead, bent elbows, letting the hands fall where they like, maybe grabbing, you know, opposite wrists. Play around here. Relax the shoulders, tuck the chin. You can close the eyes or simply find a soft gaze, a point of contact to stare at. Starting to land, taking your time, no rush. Be with whatever's coming up for you in body and breath and mind, yeah. Finding some stillness and some ease. A little tuck of the chin, allow the heart to open, the lungs to expand. Belly is really soft to allow for all of that breath. Notice what you're feeling. Maybe it's swirling, pulsing, intensifying. Notice sensation inside of your body. Where are you feeling this the most? And then get into the details. Is there a color, a word you'd attached? Is it moving? Is it still? Notice what you're feeling on a sensational level in your body. And treat sensation like a bullseye for your breath. Breathing into it, noticing how it might shapeshift when you intentionally send your breath, your focus, your energy into these zones. And as you feel, continue to feel sensation. It might be changing with every breath. Notice the breath. Maybe it's quick, slow, shallow, full. Is it predominantly in the chest? ribs, belly? Does it catch or get stuck anywhere? Notice how you're breathing. No judgment, no expectation. Just notice. Breath in, belly, and lungs. If you feel called, you can start to deepen the breath, sending it down to low belly, mid belly, upper belly, the ribs, the lungs, the chest, up through throat and crown of head. Diaphragmatic breathing, really calming the nervous system. A few more rounds here. Notice what you're feeling in body and breath and in mind. What you're thinking about. You are the witness of your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. No judgment, just notice. Real opportunity to ground down, to connect with the earth, yes. Nowhere to rush off to, nothing to do, no one to take care of. Just landing, taking a moment, checking in, not checking out. For one more big belly breath in. And through the mouth, let it go. Bring the soles of the feet back together if they were separate. Push into the feet, everybody. Activate the legs. Maybe hands come to the outer mid thighs. Slowly close the legs up. Back kind of like a book. Knees up. Plant the soles of the feet on the earth, hip width distance, low back still connected to the ground, shoulders soft, and a few windshield wipers. So knees fall to the left, to the right, just back and forth a few times at your own pace. Breathing into the movement, getting that synovial fluid moving. You got it. Everybody back through to center and hug your right knee in towards your belly. You can interlace the fingers or just grab that right shin or back of the right thigh as you hug it into the belly. And extend your left leg long down onto the ground. Flex the feet, toes towards your nose, push out through the heels down towards the bottom of your mat. You got it. And send the big toes in towards the center line. Feel that. And maybe shoulders are soft, strength coming from hands and forearms. You can start to glide that right knee, leg, kind of side to side, in and out. Maybe up towards the armpit. Maybe you draw little circles in one direction, then the other. Let it be intuitive. You can point and flex that right foot. Maybe rotate the ankles, draw little circles here, stretch out the toes really wide, and then curl them in. Any movement you need on this side. Keep the head really heavy, jaw unclenched. Unfurrow the skin of the eye, the skin of the forehead. Relax the eyebrows. There we go. A big belly breath in. Maybe belly touches or moves towards the right thigh. And exhale, deepest squeeze, hug inward. Now no slingshot, slowly just release that left leg. Right leg, allow the right foot to land down on the ground. Come back to center, so bend both knees, both feet root on the ground, hip width distance, and hugging left leg in towards the belly. Interlace the fingers, grabbing either left shin or back of left thigh. A brand new side, so treat it like it's new. Extending the right leg long onto the ground. Shoulders are relaxed and heavy, just like the head. Release any expression on the face. Heart is open, belly soft. Flex the feet, toes to nose. Push out, energize through the heels. And send the big toes slightly in towards center line. And then rock, sway that left leg side to side, in and out, maybe up towards the left armpit. Little circles, ankle rotations, point and flex the feet. Take what you need. on this brand new side, breathing long, slow, smooth, deep breaths into the low belly, mid belly, upper belly, ribs, chest, throat, up through crown. Really nourishing with breath, finding movement or stillness, taking what you need on this side. Everybody, a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in through the nose, fill up, expand and nourish. And through the mouth, a cleansing sigh, big release, let something go, biggest squeeze in. No slingshots, slowly let go of that left leg, and eventually neutralizing, coming back to our starting point, knees up, feet, root, soles on the ground, hip width distance, for our last few rounds of windshield wipers, just allowing the knees to fall right to left, side to side, getting the blood flowing, integrating all of that work. Still breathing deeply, long and smooth. And when you're ready, not a moment sooner, hug both knees in towards the chest. Grab both shins or backs of both thighs, curling up in a ball. You can keep your head on the ground, or you can lift your head, your neck, your shoulders. Bring your nose towards your thighs, just squeezing into a bit of a tighter, smaller ball. Wherever you are, give yourself a little rock and roll. So rocking side to side, hugging knees in tight, but still remaining soft. A beautiful massage for the spine, the low back, the adrenals, the kidneys, all of those essential organs in the abdomen. Side to side, maybe you tilt front and back. You can grab the knees and draw little circles. Take what you need. Get curious about what that is. Everybody, long, slow, smooth, deep breath in through the nose. Fill up, expand, and nourish. Through the mouth, a cleansing sigh. Let something go. Your biggest squeeze in. And when you're ready, you can roll over onto your favorite side. Slowly plant the palms, keep the chin tucked, and really slowly uncurling, uncoiling up through the staircase of the spine, one vertebra at a time, just starting to sit up. And then find a comfortable seat. Maybe you scoop the legs in front of you, coming into a cross-legged seat. Or maybe you want to come up onto your shins, sitting your hips under your heels. Bum to feet. You can sit up on a prop to just pause. Pause, notice how you're feeling in your body, in your breath, sensations that are arising and passing. And if you are tuning into some breath work now, you can access your library, choose a video, whether it's bumblebee breath, alternate nostril breath, Kapalabhati. Choose your medicine before maybe diving into an online nidra practice, or maybe this was just a little pocket to connect with self. Pause, take stock of how you're feeling, and then ask yourself, what is the next right step for me? Wherever you choose to go from here, enjoy.